Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy announced that Alaska joined Florida in a lawsuit against the CDC, challenging their shutdown of the cruise industry through its conditional sailing order on the grounds that it goes beyond the scope of the CDC's legal authority. The lawsuit states that the conditional sailing order fails to recognize the cruise industry's voluntary safety measures and safe resumption of cruising in other countries. According to the press release, over 400,000 passengers returned to cruising in nearly a dozen other countries, resulting in less than 50 confirmed cases of COVID-19. In a prepared video, the governor said,
Alaska's cruise ship tourism season is facing a second canceled season due to the federal government actions, which is why I'm fighting to ensure our tourism business and communities have a chance. Alaska is joining Florida's lawsuit against the CDC and urging them to revoke the conditional no-sail order, so we can get Alaskans' families and small businesses back up and running, which is why I'm fighting to ensure our businesses and communities have a fighting chance.
The lawsuit states that the conditional sailing order doesn't take into account the high vaccination rate of Alaskans and the effectiveness of vaccines against COVID-19. He says the CDC's conditional sailing order treats the cruise industry and the jobs and businesses that depend on tourism differently from travel sectors such as air or rail. At a press conference last Friday, Dunleavy said,
And what my concern is, this will be 2 years in a row that we may lose some of this investment on a permanent basis. We're going to work to not have that happen, but we need a little help from the CDC and from the federal government. So all we're asking them is to let us work with our cruise ship industry, just like we did with the other industries, to put together a way to deal with this. In the event that doesn't occur, we're fully prepared to file suit to talk about damages to our state, to our businesses, to our municipalities.
Alaska Attorney General Trent Taylor said that the CDC does not have the authority to arbitrarily shut down an entire industry. Canada and the United States on Tuesday extended a land border closure for non-essential travelers, and air passengers arriving in Canada will continue to be tested for COVID-19 ahead of a hotel quarantine period, according to what authorities said in a report from Reuters. The land border restrictions imposed in March 2020 have been extended now till May 21st, now in place for 13 months, and they're being renewed month by month. Mexico said late on Monday it was maintaining some of their border curbs as well. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it was engaged in discussions with Canada and Mexico about easing restrictions as health conditions improve. But if you intend on traveling to the lower 48 from Alaska, you have to have a good reason for doing so, unless you're going to have to do it specifically by plane. The restrictions have hit many border communities and businesses hard, and many lawmakers have urged loosening the restrictions or setting a roadmap to resume normalized travel. But Canada lags the U.S. on vaccinations against the coronavirus, and much of the country is now fighting a turbulent third wave of the pandemic with schools and business closures there. Canada's mandatory three-day hotel quarantine follows testing at airports, which was introduced as a temporary measure to discourage spring break travel, was also extended to May 21st, according to what health authorities have said. In February, Canada began testing and requiring international air travelers to pay for a three-day hotel quarantine, a measure criticized by airlines squeezed by the pandemic. More flight restrictions may be coming, not to mention the ban on cruise ships coming to Alaska. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.